Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has stiffened his resolve against North Korea, speaking of Pyongyang initiating warfare.
I will tell you this, if North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous. I'll tell you what, and they should be very nervous.
Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said he's making provisions for some sort of military response to a North Korean provocation, but he said the primary methods being employed right now remain diplomatic. A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea in an effort to challenge China's territorial claims there. The development comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, and the Trump administration seeking China's help in dealing with it all. China, Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam are all involved in a long-standing dispute over rightful ownership of the busy waters of the South China Sea. Results of Kenya's presidential election expected later today. Tuesday's polling pitted incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta against the opposition leader Raila Odinga. Provisional tallies released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead over Odinga. Turkish authorities have arrested warrants now. They put out arrest warrants. 35 journalists are on their list, media professionals as well, suspected of links to the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is accused of masterminding last year's failed coup. 9 people so far arrested in Ankara. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration says it's searching for human smugglers who it says forced 120 Somalis and Ethiopians into the sea as their vessel approached the coast of Yemen, causing more than 50 teenage migrants to drown. IOM spokesperson Olivia Heaton tells VOA the migrants knew they could die but were helpless to resist.
There was one lead smuggler who was directly instructing the migrants, but he did have other smugglers working on the boat with him who were armed with guns and other weapons. So the migrants had a choice. They would either be harmed more than they'd probably been already on the journey, shot, or jump into the sea. Some were actually physically pushed as well.
The IOM says 29 people died, 22 still missing and presumed drowned. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's heartbroken over the drowning, he says, dozens of migrants, those are off the coast of Yemen. Migrants from Syria, Yemen, Haiti, and other stricken places around the world leaving the U.S. in droves trying to immigrate to Canada. This woman immigrated to the U.S. when she was a child from Haiti and is now seeking asylum in Canada. Sorry, we don't have that sound right now. The migrants say that were driven by the perception that President Trump is making the U.S.
a
country.
They were cheap for me because since I was crying, she was crying too.
System,
because it's a life changing for me. This is all I know.
Banks, Saudi US, banks, Emirati banks,
with,
and
from my young
banks,
age to now.
That has grown to
that's all I know. So I don't know what's waiting for me over there.
A bit of a dollar shortage.
As I was saying, the migrants said they are driven by the perception President Trump is making the U.S. a country to avoid migrants, while Canada, under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, is welcoming them. Qatar's recent move to grant visa-free entry for nationals of 80 countries aimed at decreasing the impact of its diplomatic row with Saudi Arabia and other regional nations. Brookings Data Center researcher Abdul Ghaffar says the sanctions on Qatar following the rift have brought many negative impacts on the country's economy. Moody's is reporting that Qatar's GDP could grow 2.4% this year, a significant fall from the 13.3% which the country had sustained during 2006 through 2014. Qatari government has taken a series of measures to try to avert that from happening. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.